You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound on Saturday, October 17th. Run Dog Wild at the Cleveland Browns 5K, presented by University Hospitals in association with Michelob Ultra. It's the all-new 5K fun run that starts and finishes at First Energy Stadium. All participants receive an awesome t-shirt, a bone-shaped dog bone headband, and an amazing finisher medal. After the race, you can celebrate the Michelob Ultra post-race pate. Register by August 27th to save $5. Register at ClevelandBrowns.com, 5K, ClevelandBrowns5K.com, or on the Browns mobile app. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, kicking off our second hour of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we are going to go now back to the podium with offensive coordinator of your Cleveland Browns, John DeFilippo.
Go back to counting that interception, the long one.
Mm-hmm.
It was third and 11.
Yep.
I think he was getting pressure. So he took a shot long, lines up essentially like a punt. Isn't there some veteran thing there? Take a shot and we'll see what happens if it doesn't work out at the point.
Yeah. See, my thing is this, though. Okay, you got to know how you're going to play the game each week to me. Okay, going up against the Bills defense, there's going to be some weeks where you feel, I'm not saying we weren't confident that we could move the ball, but there's some weeks you know, hey, points are going to be tough to come by some weeks. Okay, they just are. You know, you're playing against a great front. We don't have all of our weapons. So my thing with Josh on that play is we had Gary Barnage out in the flat. Okay, that would it would have been a bang-bang play at the sticks. Okay, I'm not sure we would have gotten the first down. But our thing is this, I think the ball was at around the plus 45, okay? I don't remember exactly where it was. Throw the ball to the flat, let Andy Lee do his job, and then when you're in a game where it's going to be a 17-14 game, a 10-7 game, pin them back, and now you flip the field, okay? And then hopefully, you know, our defense, which was playing lights out too that night, holds them, and now anytime you've changed the field, to me, it's a win for us in the grand scheme of things. So I think depending on the way you're playing the game, I think going in, we didn't have a lot of time to talk about that stuff. I mean, our game planning consisted of a four-hour train ride back from Rochester. So, you know, didn't have a lot of time to explain, hey, this is kind of how we're going to play the game. But that's a good question. I know what you're thinking. But my thing is, too, I mean, I love the offensive linemen, but there's five guys out there that can't make a tackle, right? I mean, you're throwing the ball to a DB and you never know what can happen. So just take the flat. We'll punt it. See, Andy has done a great job of pinning guys inside the 10, and let's play football from there.
Manziel aside, how have you seen Manziel progress, even from the start of OTAs until now?
I think he's a new guy. I do. I think he's a new guy. I think from a preparation standpoint and – want-to standpoint haven't changed since OTAs, but I think you see a different quarterback. I really do. I think his overall understanding of the game and what we're trying to do has changed drastically. I really think that. He understands protections. He's making the calls. He understands his side adjusts. He understands his hots. I mean, twice he's had to, once got documented, but, you know, we had a substitution issue the other night, and he got us into a play without one being called. So you're seeing those types of growth in him, which I'm very pleased with. And our mantra with him, and I talk about this with him all the time, is one day at a time. Just one day at a time. Let's put, you know, practice after practice after practice together. And next thing you know, you take it a one day at a time attitude and you put 4 or 5 days in a row of good work in.
We had Darius Jennings out yesterday, and he was saying that he was the last option in that play.
Yes.
So is that an example of him going through his progressions and finding?
Absolutely. And what happened is, you know, you take that backside post when the free safety is going to try to cut the over route. So, I mean, people don't realize that's a tough play. Rolling to your left, throwing that ball in the air as long as it was, I think it was 37 yards or 35 yards. That's hard to do. That's really hard to do. You know, and the defensive end bit, but he still had a little bit of an angle on Johnny, and that's hard to do. And for him to see that, I was very pleased. And Darius, you know, made a great play for us, and it was great to see it. But he's definitely going through his progressions, no question. And then I wasn't sure, to be honest with you. I went attack, which is right on the ball after the run. I wasn't sure the ball was caught from where I was standing. So that's why we lined up right on the ball right now. I didn't want to give Rex a chance to throw the red flag and take away a explosive pass game.
Why haven't you guys given Johnny more of an opportunity to see how these new skills will hold up against, you know, first team defenses,
sure,
either here or in games? Are you guys trying to keep this thing at bay a little bit?
I wouldn't say keep it at bay. I would say, again, we're taking the one day at a time mentality with Johnny and letting him grow within himself. I don't think Josh, to be honest with you, you know, take away the one throw that he threw deep that we already talked about. I don't think Josh has done anything to warrant the change of reps. I'm pleased with Josh right now. I think you see, you know, there's never a thing as a flawless drive, but that drive against our defense in the scrimmage and that drive against Washington was as close to flawless as you can get. And, you know, I'm pleased with where Josh is right now, and I'm really pleased with the role that Johnny's in right now because he's getting better every day. He's really getting better every day. I mean, he's into it. Obviously, he's got some magic to him, which we see when he's on the field. And I think we're comfortable with where he is in his role.
How about his physically, the way he's throwing the ball or anything? How would you, you know, tell – what's he doing specifically to be better in that?
I think accuracy comes with knowing where to go with the football. You know, your body follows your eyes. It really does when in the mechanics of throwing a football. So if your eyes are in the right spot, if I'm going from here to here to here, normally your body follows with you. Okay, I always equate everything. I always joke around with the quarterback. It's like my golf swing. When my head's all over the place, okay, I spray the ball everywhere. It's the same thing when you're playing quarterback. If my eyes, we call them crazy eyes. If you got crazy eyes and you're looking all over the field, you're not going to be an accurate quarterback because there's a lot of moving parts in your body. So I think the number one thing is he actually knows where to look right now in terms of his progressions, in terms of is it a half field read, is it a full field read, is it a middle third read. You know, he's buying into that and knowing where to go with the football. So I think that's why you're seeing, I made a comment in spring about it where Johnny needed to be more accurate, and I think that's another area of his improvement is because he knows where his eyes are.
What do you need to see from West and Crowell here in these final two preseason games? What are your thoughts on them so far?
Yeah, that's a good question. I tried to find out as much as I could that against Buffalo. You know, and I, you know, we threw the ball a little bit to see where the quarterbacks were at against Washington. And I wanted to see where these two backs were, you know, this past week. I was pleased with both the way both those guys ran the ball. You know, those guys are both really, really good players in between the tackles. The things we need to improve with those guys are when we get them outside in pass routes. You know, that's a constant work of improvement, and they know that. I've discussed that with them. But between the tackles, I mean, those guys can really run. I mean, you saw Crow's stiff arm. I mean, that was a heck of a play. Terrence on the 4th-and-1, I mean, just hit it. Those guys between the tackles are pretty darn good. So just continued development and getting outside the tackle box a little bit with those guys and knowing where to go and how to run the routes and those things. But I've been pleased with those guys in terms of when they're running the football inside.
Is there anything Manziel is doing mechanically you need to address that's contributing to the elbow?
Yeah, a couple things. You see a three-quarter release sometimes, and that's just – I'm a big believer in this. Once guys get to this level, you can help them with their lower body from the waist down. It's really, really hard to change from the waist up. It really is. I mean, you look at the guys that have been documented in the past in terms of bad mechanic quarterbacks. I mean, they kind of follows them throughout their career because – it's really hard when a guy's been throwing a ball since he's been 10 years old to change that in an off season, or especially now with the new CBA where you don't get these guys in the off season. But, you know, you see him three quarters at times, and sometimes that puts a lot of pressure on the elbow and on the shoulder. You know, I wouldn't say it's the wrong way to throw a football because I've seen a lot of successful quarterbacks throw the ball like that, and that's part of the reason why Johnny can get the ball out of his hand so fast. He's got that whip release, but at times, that will put a lot of stress on your elbow.
Comfort level with Josh.
Why?
Yeah.
Comfort level. I think Josh gets us into the protections. He really knows the protections. He really knows the offense. I think he's demonstrated, like I said, minus one pass, that he can move the football. I thought Josh, again, besides that one pass, threw the ball well the other night. And so he's done nothing to warrant that we can't trust him to be the leader of this offense, that we can't score points with him. I think Josh is shown that he can demonstrate all the skills needed to be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
That's John DeFilippo. And when you hear him, does he sound like a first-year offensive coordinator, a guy who's only called plays and now in two games?
Slightly, yes, he does. And
why do you say that?
And just to be critical, is the amount of detail that he gives to back up his players. And more so than anything, he speaks like not only a rookie coordinator, but he speaks more like a quarterback coach, you know, defending his guys. You know, how much of that, yes, Gibbs asked the question about, you know, Weston Crowell, but a majority of that had to do with Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel, right?
Yep.
And it was the scenarios of what they probably talked about personally with the decision to make that throw or what Johnny saw or the description of the play. It's like an offensive coordinator is like, you're overseeing the entire offense, but yet he made everything so, you know,
I liked
spot
it.
On in
I
regards
it was
to the
court. Like,
no,
it you
was
learned about
it was
the game.
You did. You learned about the game, but he speaks like a quarterback coach, and you can tell that he's still spending so much time along with Kevin O'Connell in that room grooming these guys to have Josh McCown execute his offense, which he knows is possible, and then grooming Johnny Manziel to get right there, to be one play away. Because when's the last time a Cleveland Browns quarterback started all 16 football games and didn't miss a quarter?
They've started three every year.
There you go. Okay, so what does that say? Johnny Manziel has to be ready, okay? And, you know, yes, Josh McCown just had the X-ray and MRI on his finger, and everything's fine, and he's going to be opening day starter as of now. But you have to have Johnny Manziel ready because you can discount your entire season if he doesn't prove to you the growth that he should have in his second year as a quarterback in this league.
Oh, no question. He's got to do it. I thought it was very interesting, too, with Flip, that he not only got into a lot of detail, he seemed very comfortable talking about the offense at large. And the other thing, I'll tell you what that impresses me about him, is there hasn't been one single timeout called because of a play calling issue. Delay of game. He's been very good with that.
He has. And that's great. And the as all coaches and players are, coaches are critical of players. Players are critical of players. That's how you get better. When you become a great coach is when Mike Pettine has the freedom to call a coach out about a certain scenario and ask why he did what he did. So you're constantly that constant evaluation, evaluate, 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 evaluate. That's why so many teams, you know, have an analytical, you know, clock management or time management person on staff. Probably doesn't make a whole lot of money, you know, doesn't sit in on a lot of meetings, but is just crunching numbers, crunching scenarios that happen in a football game, and gives a coach, you know, a laminated like kind of card for situations in a football game that will come up. If not week one, if not week four, week 12, when you're least expecting it, when you thought the game was in your hand, you know, how you play at a certain scenario. That's what I love about this game. It's almost like you think you got golf figured out, and then it throws you for a loop, and you're left reeling, but you can't get enough of it. That's what coaching and playing in the National Football League is.
It's a chess game. It certainly is. When we come back, we're going to go around the league. We'll bring in our producer, Dave DiNatale. Dino, to take us around the league, we'll answer some questions about some of the top issues going on right now in the National Football League.